The Conference Committee on Senate File 802 will come to order. Members, we have just a few orders of business to take care of, and we'll adjourn quite quickly. We don't have all of our members here. Representative Cornish is still on his way, and who else is missing? Representative Liebling is still on her way from Rochester, but I think we have such few things to deal with that we can proceed. So, we've had some conversations with the governor's office since we last adjourned about some provisions that are in the bill, and I think in a spirit of compromise and moving the bill forward, given that we're, you know, it's the last week, we have some ideas to hopefully assuage any concerns that he has about the bill. And I think we have a good product, given what we were forced to deal with this budget deficit. So, Senator Higgins, do you want to just explain, or maybe have staff explain what has now been removed from the bill?
Sure. Mr. Chair and members, there are three provisions that are removed and two that are changed. The first one is the conditional release program. Rather than removing the sunset that we agreed to, we're going to just extend it for another 2 years. The firefighter licensure provision we will remove. That's a live bill. We think that can go forward separately. The provision about predatory offender registration, about the motion to go outside the sentencing guidelines, has been removed. Fourth degree mandatory minimum has been removed. The fifth degree mandatory minimum for controlled substance, the language about the motion for going outside the guidelines has been removed. The fifth degree is still there, going to a more discretionary mandatory minimum, but the language that we had about the lawyer's motion has been removed. So that's the four provisions, the provisions that we have, changes from the last time we met. And I hope that we will have your support for doing this. We can get a bill that we hope will be signed. I know that members have worked really hard on all of these provisions, and I know the Senate feels very invested in these. So this is a tough decision for us to do. But this is what I think at this point we should go forward with.
And members, also just remembering from the last time we met, you know, we were, this is our budget, this was our target, we met the target. We did shift around based on some of the governor's concerns about the cut that we had made to the Department of Public Safety, specifically the BCA. We moved $1 million from OJP to the BCA. And also the other concern that was not resolved was the payables list, and the court has decided to not go forward with the payables list, so that is a moot issue. We never did. Mr. Carrigan, we don't have a fiscal note on the uniform fine increases, do we? The governor had made a suggestion about increasing the fine for petty misdemeanors, but
No.
Okay. Okay, so that discussion, members, of the bill as it's now sits.
Seeing none.
All right, then.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that we adopt the conference committee report as everybody has at their place. And members, before you leave the room, we have signature pages for you to sign if you choose to do so. And I hope at least three people on both sides do so. Make the motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay, you understand the motion. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That motion prevails. We are adjourned.
Mr. Chair, got a pen?